That's from Marge in Altrincham. Marge, that is fascinating because that is exactly what we're talking about. The fact that it just doesn't seem to be taught anymore. And people are leaving school and, in fact, embarking upon adult life without any of these skills. Well, you've been hearing this morning about a company that runs courses in everything from folding towels to making tea. And their aim is to teach you, as they call it, domestic arts. Well, we knew that Matt White needed them more than anybody else. So last week, we sent him out to find out more.
Okay, so they've had me doing the hoovering. They say it's because I need training, but I think it's probably just an excuse for William to get me to tidy his flat. I am taking part in a kind of crash course, learning basic skills like hoovering, for example. We'll be talking to William Hansen in just a moment, but Diana Mather is here as well. Diana, you have a tea tray here with
a
tea service.
I've got a tray with some coffee cups and tea cups. Now, there is actually a sort of a way of pouring your coffee and serving your coffee, depending on the time of the day. Now, this is either a tea or coffee cup. It's quite large. It's quite colourful. So that you would serve coffee, for instance, at 11 o'clock in the morning when you have your 11th cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And you could also use it for tea. So it's quite versatile for tea in the afternoon. Now, when you carry them, it is important that you put them both on their sides, because then you're less likely to break them if you're carrying a tray, which I am doing now. Here we have some smaller, that's a very old, quite antique coffee cup, and it's really quite nice to buy some interesting ones. They don't have to match. This is a medium-sized one, and again, I quite like my coffee in bone china. So I have this for my morning coffee, because it's slightly bigger. So it's really what you like, what you serve your coffee in. But the main thing is, at night, after a dinner party, coffee keeps people awake, therefore serve it in a smaller cup.
Okay, yes, so they're not lying awake all night. Who would have thought there would be so many different rules and regulations for simply enjoying a hot beverage?
It's amazing. But it tastes, actually it does taste different in different crockery though.
Yes, no, a cup of tea out of bone china, you can really taste the difference. Yes. If I was to push you now and ask for two top tips, not for the higher end, but for just the average person at home, two top tips on household, what do you call it, domestic arts?
Or management. I think never let things get too untidy. Mm-hmm. Because then it becomes a real chore. And the other thing is, wash the bath out every time you use it.
Right, Matt.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. You know what we taught you earlier about windows?
Cleaning the windows,
yes.
Let's
go and do that now.
Okay. Apparently there's a top tip for cleaning the window. We're going to step.
Have you remembered, Matt? That's what we want to know.
Of course I've remembered.
Right, okay. What we're going to do here, we've got a solution of washing up liquid and white vinegar. You don't need any expensive chemical products. It's hot water. Now, with that J-cloth...
Why, can I ask, have we got vinegar in this again?
It just helps. I mean, it's the best solution for cleaning windows. It does clean them beautifully. You don't need any expensive product. So apply that on the windows.
Okay,
now.
So wet on the window. With washing up liquid and vinegar.
Some newspaper here.
Newspaper's best to clean windows with.
Yes, old newspaper. I always find the Telegraph is the best. The News of the World leaves a few smears. And now buff that up, wipe it away.
Okay, I'm buffing it up, William.
Come on, elbow.
Okay, so I will now finish cleaning William's windows. If you do want to get involved with the Household Academy, William, the website again?
thehouseholdacademy.com.
That is so good. William Hansen is absolutely right on the window cleaning front. He is absolutely right. He has got the best. I am the mistress of window cleaning, I have to tell you. And he is right. Washing up liquid, a splash of vinegar, wash them all down. Then I use the squeegee, you know, the blade, get all the moisture off with that. I'm on my favourite subject here. I'm on my hobby horse. And then you buff them once they're dry or dry-ish with the newspaper. He's right. It does work and you will get a lovely result. You'll be absolutely thrilled. I'm not doing yours, I'm only doing my own. I'm just telling you what I know.